We're moving on to another topic because a few weeks ago we had the gardener Dermot O'Neill on the programme and he mentioned that he had hay fever. And a listener contacted the programme saying that locally sourced honey is just the remedy he needed, something that he had heard time and again before. So we decided to find out if there's any truth in this, and we're joined today by an expert on Irish honey, and her name is Saoirse Kavanagh. And your career path is an impressive range and depth of experience in this area.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Is it true, first of all?
So there have been a number of studies that have been carried out to assess whether or not taking locally produced honey is going to immunise yourself against hay fever. And the results are, I suppose, not conclusive. In my opinion, I would say that it's probably folklore is where it's stemming from. Some studies have shown that there can be beneficial effects, and some studies have shown that there are no beneficial effects of taking locally produced honey.
How do you know if it's locally produced?
So the best way to know is to know your beekeeper. That would be how I
would have always done it.
So it's very easy to find out local honey producers in your area. We have beekeeping associations throughout the country. I'm a member of the North Dublin Fingal Beekeepers Association, and we have nearly 100 members. So that's 100 beekeepers in North County Dublin.
You hear people talking sometimes as if there are magical properties associated with honey, and Manuka honey has really won the brand race, if that's the word. You believe that Irish, maybe there's Irish Manuka honey, you're not talking to an expert here. You did PhD research for this. Tell us about it.
Yes, so I had a wonderful PhD project. I looked at the chemistry properties of honey and how it related to the landscape. So I looked at different types of honey. So in Ireland, we have heather honey, rapeseed honey, ivy honey, and then multifloral honeys. Recently, I found out that you can get hawthorn honey, which is supposed to taste delicious. I've never tasted it myself. But I looked at different physiochemical properties, and I looked at the total phenols in the honey.
And phenols?
Phenols. So phenols are a family of chemicals, essentially. Like you have a family of plants, you can have families of chemicals.
Okay.
So phenols have been shown to have potential human health benefits. And I looked at phenols in honey, and the phenols in the heather honey had so the total phenolic content is what it's called, had a similar total phenolic content to the Manuka honey. And in some cases, the heather honeys had higher total phenolic contents. And it's this total phenolic content is one of the reasons why Manuka honey is so renowned.
And is that important, or do we have Manuka honey here?
So nobody in Ireland produces Manuka honey.
Okay.
So New Zealand is the only country in the world that produces the Manuka honey. You can have Kanuka honey from Australia as well, which is similar.
Yeah.
So it's the plant that the bees are foraging on. So the Manuka bush, Leptospermum scoparium.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you would rate our own with heather up there?
I would, yes, personally, from looking at my results. And I think that there's definite scope to do more research into heather honey.
Right. And again, the question that I put to the gardeners, I'm sure you were saying you had great chats outside before you all came in. Worried about bees?
Our bees are in decline. We have 99 species of bee in Ireland. Only one of those bees is the honeybee. The National Biodiversity Data Centre have launched the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan, so we are doing a lot of positive things in Ireland to help our pollinators, so not just bees again.
Yeah, and that's what you're working on is as a pollinator. Listen, thank you very, very much indeed for that. I appreciate it.